The old goat said there's a lot of extra grain in my bins, and I'm out of space, so I build a bigger place, but it's a sin. We chapter 12 in Luke, and you know we'll never use those better bins. You say it again.
And it's all because
your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. The reaper comes around and it's time to go on the ground. Where will it go? You ought to know.
Who you know live life apart. The rich man had the food and the drink and lived with ease. It was nice till he died, but then the guy said,
I'm gonna haunt out here.
Ooh-wee, they're coming with heat. The folks will agree.
And it's all because
your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Comes around and it's time to go on the ground. Where will it go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know.
From coast to coast and around the world, but we're sharing the absolute best in Christian parody from those masters of the art, apologetics. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, along with singer-lyricist Jay Jackson, and this is Apologetics with an X.
How are you doing, Jerry? How are you doing, everybody out there? It's great to be back with you guys. Played a brand new song for you to start things off today. It's called Your Money Don't Last, and don't I know it. I've seen that in my life, but it especially doesn't last if you have it all locked in a vault. You know, God gave it to us to use for our needs and also to share with others. But that's from our brand new single. And both songs on our new single, this wasn't deliberate, but they both kind of deal with finances, because the next song we're going to start things out with deals with the way that God takes care of our finances. You know, how David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging for bread. And, you know, Jesus likened it to the way God takes care of little birds. You know, the song's called Birdie in Thy Hand, and it's a parody of the old SoundCard song, Burden in My Hand, and it's another brand new one. So those two songs are the two latest parts of the Apologetics Library. But we're also going to do some other fairly new songs. One's called Day Deceased, and parody of Day With Me by Rod Stewart and the Faces. And it deals with a couple of cults out there who have the notion that die and fall asleep and nothing happens. You know, but the Bible says that the absence of the body is to be present with the Lord. And it also says that there is an eternal place of happiness and an eternal place of sorrow, and you want to make sure you're in the right place. We'll talk more about that in other songs here today. The song after this is called Taken Up, and that means you're going to the right place. I mean, it's a parody of the Cars song, Shake It Up. And finally, from this set, we have a song of Brewer and Shipley parody. There are only so many of those out there, you know. It's a parody of the song, Once Oak Over the Line. It's called Once We're Over the Line, and it's Joseph talking about getting over the, I guess it's kind of like state line, county line, but country line, on their way to Egypt to escape King Herod. And also on the way back.
The food they gather, the birdies traveled on. Back a while up north and south and down they all will fall. And all along the roots they're flying, they'll need to eat again. So fend for yourself, for seek the Father who knows from overhead. Oh, there they go, wherever birds fly, God provides. Time.
not what the scriptures show. You take the wrong way home. You take the wrong way home. You sure to joke about my favorite book. You should be scared, but you're feeling good. You take the wrong way home. You take the wrong way home.
Down in a real the tide is turning, 'cause you're an awesome child. Amid all the pyramids, I got some welcome news. Yeah, the gods supply. The deadly king that's been hunting you, you know we up and died. And so now, once we're over the line, sweet Jesus, once we're over the line, settle on down in a real nice place. Then once we're over the line, don't you know I'm celebrating, 'cause an angel called us home, sweet Mary, opened up the gates, it's all fine. Settle on down in a real nice place. Then once we're over the line, sweet Mary, open up the gates, it's all fine.
It's all fine.
Settle on down in a real nice place. Then once we're over the line, my family, once we're over the line, sweet Jesus, once we're over the line.
Apologetics with an X. You know, there aren't a lot of bands out there that can play songs over the vast spectrum of genres as this band can. Over 600 songs, in fact, from the 50s to the present. I'm guessing, Jay, it's eclectic.
It's eclectic. That's right. Yes. Yes, it is. Well, Jerry, we're going to rock down to Eclectic Avenue with these next ones. You know, one thing about apologetics, you can always say is every song they do is a hit. How many bands do you say that about? You can't even say that about Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, there is some fine print there. But anyway, the next song we have is a parody of R.E.M.'s song, Everybody Heard. A song I really enjoy, the original, but I'm a guy who writes parodies, so what can I say? The next song is called Everybody Burp. It's not just done for comedic effect. The point is we're all sinners. We all have things about us that are not perfect. And thankfully, Jesus is perfect, but he loves imperfect people. Then it's a call to get people to come to him while there's time. The song after that is called Read Isaiah. It's about one of the longest books in the Bible, 66 chapters in the Old Testament, and deals with the prophecies about Jesus that Isaiah made. Not all of them, but some of the most notable ones. And finally, to finish off this particular set, we have Hootie and the Blowfish, parody of Only Want to Be With You, and it's called Naomi, Gonna Be With Ruth. And it's from the perspective of Ruth.
Well, don't take this wrong and deny it, but at night you snore a lot, and your snoring's bad enough, but your wife's is like King Kong. Yourself gloat, forget your crummy pride, 'cause everybody burps sometimes. Some guys never think they're wrong. That's why I sing this song. Well, your neighbors might do wrong. Hold on. But you're still not better than if you think romance 2-1 isn't right. Yeah.
Isaiah closely, baby. See verse 18, pave the way in chapter 1.
She was married to one of my sons, and when he died, she came with me. I better help her find a hubby. They only gonna see her through. Somebody local, a lonely guy who needs a tool.
Apologetics with an X. Jay, my man, how did you acquire such fine pieces of musical art from your awesome group?
Well, we have some fantastic musicians, and God just keeps bringing more and more into our circle as years go by, Jerry. We've been around 27 years now. We'll have our 27th anniversary of our first concert as Apologetics will come later this month, in March, on March 27th. Just the other day was the 27th anniversary of when I took our demo tape to a place called the Paradise Club, the Paradise Club, a little Christian coffee house, with fear and trembling, not knowing if they'd accept us or not. And that opened the doors. A month later, we played our first concert. God, over the years, has brought us so many great musicians into the fold. And we like to use a lot of the ones, even guys when they retire from touring and stuff. Now that we record a lot more, we do 2 songs every 2 weeks these days. We're able to use a lot of those guys from the olden days, and we're bringing in new talent. And we just have such talented guys. It just blows my mind, the guys God has allowed us to work with, and you know, the guest stars that he brings in, and it's just very, 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 very exciting. And some of the songs we're going to do next, including, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you an example. The first song we're going to do is called Stray, it's a parody of Stray Cat Strut. It's called Strange Cat, But, and it's talking about me, not about my butt, but we need an upright bass, okay? And our bass player is an upright guy, Keith, but he doesn't have the big old, you know, the old kind of bass that you would expect that the Stray Cats had. And so we used a guy from our church named George Elliott, who's just a phenomenal musician. He came in with a big old upright bass. I got to see him record it. It was great. So God brought that musician to us. Song after that we have is a parody of Separate Ways by Journey. It's called Separate Days. And it deals with the fact that some people like to worship Jesus on Sabbath day, traditional Sabbath. Some do it on the Lord's Day on Sunday. And kind of talks about how the church originally, most of the church migrated to Sunday, but how the Bible allows for differences of opinion on that. After that, it's a song originally done by Modern English. It's called I Melt With You. And ours is called I Dealt With You. And it deals with the fact that Jesus talks about, I wasn't even trying to do a pun there when I said it deals with the fact. It talks about the parody that Jesus told about a parody, the parable. What's wrong with me? There's people have been asking that for a long time, Jerry. What's wrong with Jay Jackson? But it talks about the parable Jesus told about the merchant seeking fine pearls, and when he finds one, you know, of great price, you know, of incredible value, that he sells everything to go and buy it. And that it's my story. It's your story. It's any story of a person who comes to Christ and realizes, hey, I need this all. And just like Jesus also, you know, saw us and humankind as that great pearl and so gave up everything to buy our salvation for us too. So it works both ways. And finally, this parody called That's Saul It's a parody of That's All by Genesis, and it's David's perspective when Saul was giving him a hard time, and that lasted for quite some time.
Strange cat isn't John intense. Thank God above those crazy friends. Guys crack jokes, but I don't care. I trust my Bible and they're in my prayers. Strange cat, but I believe it's right. I have a feeling that you know it.
Way down inside.
When the truth shows. Sims from the garbage can. Yeah, don't talk like that. I know the Father's grace in Christ abounds. Been down and out and looking for the light. How he found me, who knows, I was not so nice. Speaking the truth while the Freddy cat's white. I'm a strange cat, but the real God's mine. I wish guys would heed that friendly advice. But I got cat scratched and I got chastised.
Thank you. time to take close friends and find few. Cause Christ rose, then mind you. If we have this attitude, 11, 28, my view.
Song when I fought a good fight, soul was inflamed, it's just a saw. Guys will say, David, you seem nice. He tells us you're bad, but we know that it's lies. I was defamed, it's just a shame, but that's all.
Apologetic with an X is here on your stream or radio each week at this time. We're so glad you found us, and share us with your friends, okay? Our flagship station gives it to you at angel95fm.com or on the Angel 95FM app, and tune in as well. Choose your method and listen in at 7 p.m. Central Saturday and Sunday night, and again at 11 a.m. Central on Mondays. We'll be back next week at the same time.
Well, we're going to finish off with a triplet of songs that kind of go together, if you follow my logic here. First, we have Bad Foreign Girls. It's a parody of Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. And it deals with the fact that God used some surprising ladies in Jesus' genealogy, including Rahab the prostitute, including Ruth the Moabitess, including Bathsheba the adulteress, along with David. He put her up to it, but still. And including Tamar, too. And there were some suspicious activities surrounding the child that she had with Judah. So, and yet God used them all. God used bad things for good.
how she hide them Israelites. Oh, do want you read it, you'll find out. Bet foreign girls, they made a lot of walls fall down.
Just assuming that they never grew no good from bad, but I knew Matthew wanted Liz Crouch's family tree. Check the roots way before Mary. There were several naughty ladies. These strange women, they make up Christ's biology.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.